locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back once again to Oskaloosa, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of our Hoops doubleheader this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. It's high school basketball as Oskaloosa plays host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is good to have you along. Interestingly, the trio of officials we had for the ladies' game is going to switch a little bit. One of the officials is going to carry over, and two of the officials will step away, and we got a couple of guys who are going to be here for apparently just for the boys' game. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, bring you the starting lineups, a little brief insight into tonight's game, and then we're going to have the tip-off. It is Bears-Ravens coming up here on Care Radio right after this.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program, serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Once again, we welcome you back to Oskaloosa, Kansas, where we're getting set to go. Ravens and Bears starting for Markham Mount Academy and head coach Christian Wessel. Ravens having a good season, coming in at 12-2 on the year and 7-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. It'll be Owen Dulac, Brody Coatman, Raheem Thompson, Derek Ebanks, and Luke Siebert. And the Ravens are going to take the tip away. MHMA with a basketball. We're underway for Oskaloosa and head coach Jeremy Rocco. Oski with 5-9, and they are 4-7 in the conference. Three-point shot goes up quickly, won't go. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here Tanner Haynes and Ashton Glab and Carter Sobolka with Carter Boyd and Derek Harvey. And the Ravens are going to turn it over on the upcourt play. So here we go. We're just 19 seconds into the game. Each team a possession already. Neither team a point. Maybe that is going to be the harbinger of what is to come. Here comes Oskaloosa. Bears going from right to left in the first half. And they're in the home whites with red lettering and trim. Big guy out on top for Oskaloosa, Derek Harvey. Derek only a sophomore. And the ball's going to be knocked away. Ravens coming up with a steal. Here comes Siebert, lays it up and in. Got fouled, coming to the line. So Luke Siebert, we will count the bucket. The foul is going to be assessed to Oskaloosa's Carter Boyd. It'll be his first points of the ball game belong to Luke. Free throw, got it also. And it is 3-0. We are less than a minute into the game. Back up with it is going to come Oskaloosa. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim. Not cutting into the lane. And as he goes down to the block, gets tied up. Oskaloosa able to bring it back off on top. They'll feed in the middle. It's going to be knocked away by Raheem. The ball's loose on the court. Picked back up by Siebert. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. Taking it the other way. Going in. Looking back. Going up. Lay it in. The bucket by Carter Boyd, his first points of the game, and it is 3-2. Carter Boyd thumped the footsteps of Luke Siebert coming up behind him, so he kind of stopped, gave him the head fake. Luke flew past him out of bounds, and he went up and laid it up and in. Here's Dulac with it. He'll dump it over to the left side to Derek. Ebanks looks to the middle. We're going to see a little 1-2-1 zone defense. Here's a long three left side. Oh, perfect shot for the Ravens. Ebanks will knock it down, and MHMA has exploded early, 6-2. 2 minutes in. Up the floor, Tanner. Haynes will go over to the left to Sobolka. The pass down low is going to be kicked out of bounds by Brody Copeman. Bears will have it in. 23 on the shot clock. Remember, we're going to try to remember to keep looking at the high school shot clock, as there are only three teams in this conference who have elected to utilize that. So we don't often see that in high school games, always, of course, in a college game. There's a shot high up off the window and in. Kicking it in is going to be Tanner Haynes. Now, he got challenged on that play a little bit by Brody. Coleman came up and extended the arm, and Brody's a big, tall guy with a long reach. And so he altered that shot and took it a very high off the top of the block, and it goes in. All alone, Siebert for three. Gets it. So Luke Siebert, a quick six. And it is 9-4 for Hillmount Academy. We're about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Oskaloosa will ease around to the left side, then rotate it back up on top. Takes it to the baseline, kiss it off the window, and a score. How about that? That was a nice little running shot. And Tanner Haynes hits another one. It is 9-6. The feet underneath, Thompson back over to the left to Dulac, left block Brody, out on top Ebanks, the three, no, rebound Oskaloosa. Here come the Bears. Roski taking it down the floor. 4 minutes and 40 to go in the first quarter. Ravens are going to put a couple of guys up to the scorer's table. They'll be checking in here shortly. Copeman is going to have it defensively, and they get elude him. Bring it back up on top. A left-handed three is going to be wide to the right side. An offensive rebound beneath the goal. And we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Oskaloosa will have the ball back in play at the baseline when we return. But right now with a timeout on the floor. 4:26 remain to be playing in the opening quarter. Morehamount Academy 9, Oskaloosa 6.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, T-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
The Ravens are going to be out on the floor. They're going to have Owen Dulac out there. And they've got, hold on, let's look back again here. I'm going to get everybody get settled in. We're going to get Deron Duncombe in the game. We're going to have Derek Ebanks out there. I've got Owen Dulac on the floor. And I don't even know, way down here, Leon Turner. Leon in the game. And running it out is Bo Wirtz. Here's a little baseline shot. Rattles around and it goes in. Three-pointer for Tanner. He's having a big start to the ball game. It is 9-8 Ravens by one. We are exactly midpoint of quarter number one. Dulac, hook pass into the middle. And it's going to be knocked away. Deron unable to hang on to it. Going to the other end of the floor. The driving shot is up. They're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to say as he goes into the middle, and he did, Tanner Haynes may have leaned in with that shoulder a little bit and initiated some contact, so it'll be his first foul, Bears second. Ravens get a little break right there and come back up the floor, still leading. It is 9-8 MHMA. 3:40 to go. First quarter, we're going to get Seabrook quickly back to the scorer's table. Ravens are going to step inside, a running shot, in and out, no good. Oskaloosa with a rebound. And Bears back up the floor. Coming up court with it for Oskaloosa is going to be Carter Sabelka. Sabelka over to Ashton Glavin. Glavin down the left side of the lane, dribbles all the way to the baseline, now pulls it up, kicks it back behind him to Haynes. Tanner's been the hot hand right now. They'll feed to the left to block, going inside, a little one-handed runner. No, we're going to get an offensive foul or defensive foul and free throws coming up for Oskaloosa. The foul on the Ravens, Bo Wirtz. So Bo's first, Ravens first foul of the game. And at the line for Oskaloosa, it's the senior, Carter Sabelka. 3:13 remaining in the opening quarter. It's a close one right now, 9-8. Looking to tie it with the first one. It rolls off no good. So now looking to tie it with the second one. It's going to be Carter. Ravens are going to get Luke Siebert back out on the floor. The second free throw. Got it. So we're even again at 9. 3:11 to go in the first. Ravens up the floor. Left side, Siebert. MHMA works all the way to the baseline. The kick comes back out on top. Siebert will go three. Hits another one. Luke having a huge start to the game. He has 9 of his team's 12 points. And with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, Oskaloosa down 3, flies back up the floor, spinning into the lane, little left-handed layup. Oh, that was a drive and a thing of beauty by Oskaloosa's Ashton Glavin. What a nice play. And we are now 12-11 MHMA. Ravens by 1, 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. First to the right side, then back over to the left, no room. Up top side for Leon Turner. Kicks it back over to Bo. He'll kick it back to Siebert, and Ravens are going to reverse the basketball, working against his zone defense, and now traveling with the basketball over here on the near sideline, right in front of Oskaloosa's bench and Coach Rockhold. The turnover is going to be whistled against Turner. And now the Ravens are going to the bench, bringing Adric Korbelik into the game, and back in is going to come Raheem Thompson. So Korbelik and Thompson are coming in. As Ebanks and Duncombe are coming out. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Bears with a basketball trailing by 1. The feed into the middle. The ball knocked free. It's loose on the floor. And Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Marham Out Academy. Leon Turner to the right side. Siebert's going to have it slapped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds down near the baseline. Nice defensive play inside there for Oskaloosa by Carter Boyd. And we've got a minute 50 to go in the first. Back out topside. The shot for three. Air ball short. Siebert just misjudged that one. And the follow won't go in. Rebounded down. Here comes Oskaloosa. Bears up court with it. It's going to be Glavin. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Still a one-point Raven lead. Way up topside with the basketball. It's going to be Carter. Boyd hands it over to Tanner Haynes. Haynes works to the right side. Now back to the left. Cuts down the side of the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Rejected. But a foul, I think, earlier on the drive into the middle. And a whistle is going to be on the Ravens, and it will be foul number two by Bo Wirtz. So Wirtz will collect his second foul. He has both the Ravens' first quarter fouls. With a minute 20 to go in the opening period. Off the right block. On the floor, the kick back across, nearly losing a bit. Oskaloosa's Tanner Haynes able to save it. They'll come back out on top. The shot clock reset. 20 seconds on it. There was a double dribble. Yeah, that's a good call with the official as Haynes starts to drive in, then kind of held up the ball and then began once again his drive for the lane. Ravens are going to rotate Owen Dulac back into the game. So Dulac is in there. It'll be inbounded to him by Turner. Also out there are going to be Siebert, Thompson, and Korbelik. That's the Raven 5 with a minute to go in the first. MHMA over to the right side. A ball picked up in the corner. Lob back out on top to Thompson. Ebank feeds down low, and it's slapped out of the hands of Siebert, and it'll be knocked out of bounds. Quick move underneath by Derek Harvey for Oskaloosa to get a hand on that ball and dislodge it, rolling it out of play. 57 seconds to go in the first. Defeat comes in. Big guy has a shot rejected. Picks it back up. Puts it up. Misses it. Rebound Oskaloosa. You can hear the Bears crowd. They are delighted by that. And then, in the backcourt, trying to come up with a steal. Instead, Leon Turner comes up with a foul. So for Leon, it'll be foul number one. Ravens, team foul three. 48 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The ball's going to come inbounds and into backcourt, and Oskaloosa's got Ashton back out there. Ashton Glavin, one of the seniors for the Bears. 40 seconds left, 27 on the shot clock. All the way, it's going to go all the way to the baseline. They'll feed it to the elbow, back out on top, rotated back to the left, falling away. Off-balance shot is up and no good. Siebert will rebound it down. He brings it up the floor. Shot clock should be off. It's not. There it goes. Back down to the baseline. Siebert all alone. Three. Rips another one. Luke Siebert. What a quarter for Luke. It's 15-11. 9 seconds. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Oskaloosa's going to have to be cognizant of the time. Here's a right side shot. Knocks it in. And there's the buzzer right after the shot by Tanner Haynes. Great first quarter. We'll be back to sum it up. Go to the second here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. It's the Ravens 15, the Bears 13.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
We've got 8 minutes to play in the first half, going to the second quarter for Hermite Academy. Here's the thing. The Ravens had 15 points. Not a bad quarter. 12 of the 15 belong to Luke Siebert. He's hit three threes plus a conventional three-point play. The other bucket belongs to Derek Ebanks. He hits the three. So for the Ravens, points are coming almost exclusively from the outside. A little surprising. The Ravens have some tall guys in there. You think they'd be working it into the middle, but that has not been the case so far in the game. Ravens are going to have it to begin the second quarter. Running in, Dulac off the win of a scoring. 15-footer for Owen, his first points of the game, and MHMA stretches out now to a 17-13 lead just underway in the second quarter. Glavin back up court. Kind of runs out of the dribble, goes back to the left side where the three is too strong, and a rebound is going to be tracked down to the corner. Bears are going to keep it alive. Ninth again to the lane. The shot from 10, it's up and good. Glavin, 4 points. 7.5 to go in the first half. Ravens with some very crisp, sharp passing. Brody Copeman is back in. We've heard not much out of him, and here's going to be his chance as he will go up and the defender gets off his feet, commits the foul. They're going to say the foul on the floor, so it's not going to be a shooting violation. And the whistle is going to be on the Bears, Derek Harvey. Harvey's first foul of the ball game. Inbound it comes to Brody. He loses it, and Oskaloosa will save it in the edge. Here come the Bears. Trailing by two. A minute gone in the second quarter. Ashton Glavin jumps it over to Sabelka. They work the perimeter. Osloos is well coached and very patient. Here's a little follow-away shot. Halfway down, doesn't go, but a Raven foul. And a whistle is going to be on Derek. It is his first foul of the game. Team fouls are going to be even up now at about one apiece. And stepping to the line for Oskaloosa will be Ashton. Two fouls, or two free throws for Ashton, a left-handed shooter. That one will not go in. Bears are going to make a little switch, and they're going to bring A.Z. Barkas into the game. We've seen A.Z. over the years. He's a good one. Little left-handed shot. That one will go in. So Glavin will hit his fifth point of the ball game, and the Raven lead trimmed down 17-16 with 6:47 to go in the first half. Ravens right side, Ebanks holding a ball high above his head, looks in, pass it out on top, Dulac back over to Ebanks, he'll go three and knock her down. Ebanks from outside, it'll be his second three of the game, and the Ravens continue to really get the great bulk of their points from the outside. The Oskaloosa defense has done a very nice job, 20-16 Ravens. Oskaloosa brings it clockwise and then reverses it, and now it goes to the baseline and going inside against a bigger defender. The bucket is up and good. Count that one for Oskaloosa and A.Z. Barkas, and a travel on the near side. Ebanks is going to turn it over. It is 20-18. Barnhill Mount Academy at 5:55 to play in the first half. MHMA having just a stellar year. They are 12-2, 7-0 in the conference. Oskaloosa has battled hard, but has come up short in a few. They 5-9 and 4-7 in the NEKL. Here's a driving shot. It's going to be rejected out of bounds for the Ravens, and it'll be Bears basketball with 15 on the shot clock. We're going to get, as you hear the horn in the background, we're going to get two Oskaloosa substitutions as both Tanner Haynes and Carter Boyd rotate back in. It'll be inbounded by Tanner. So Haynes putting it in on the left side of the line. And all the way to the baseline they go. They'll feed into the lane, and the ball's going to be stripped away and stolen. MHMA coming up at the basketball, leading it by two. 5:25 to go in the opening half. All the way to the right side. Ebanks back out on top. Here's a hot hand, and there's another three for Luke Siebert. He misses nothing tonight. 23-18 Ravens. 5:15 to go, first half. 15 points already for Siebert. Just inside the arc, the three is missing, and a rebound, Copeman. Ravens are going to sweep the ball away and fly back up the court. Siebert will go for another three. That one's going to be just a little wide to the right side. And Oskaloosa is able to recover the basketball before it gets out of bounds. Here come the Bears. Up the floor is Carter Sabelka, uncomfortably so. He does not want to be doing this. And now his pass is going to get away from his teammate over on the right side because Mike Skurdo is just kind of taking an eye off of that for just a second, and it eludes him. It goes out of bounds. It is Raven basketball. Here comes MHMA. There we way outside with Dulac. Ebanks, Dulac. He's two steps above the three-point ring and in. Dulac's pass. Looking down low. Looking for the big guy underneath. And it is well out of reach of Deron Duncombe. And back up with it will come Oskaloosa. So we're almost halfway into the second quarter. 23-18. Oskaloosa, they want to stay in this game. Got to stay close right here. So good possession, big possession for them. The drive into the lane. The shot's going to be rejected. Back it away. Here comes Wirtz. He'll dump it over to the left side. Ebanks spins, twists, turns, shot deflected. And it's going to be a foul. Ebanks will be helped up off the floor down to the baseline. And the official from the far side is going to come over and let us know. The whistle is going to be on Tanner Haynes. It'll be his second foul of the ball game. We have had few fouls called, okay? Oskaloosa, that is their second foul of the quarter. Morehamite Academy has been called for one. And stepping up here, a couple of free throws for the Ravens. It'll be Derek Ebanks. Derek's got 6 points. He's had a three-point shot in the first and here in the second quarter. His first free throw is perfect. And without numbers to support it, I can tell you that my speculation based on just the vibe that the Ravens are shooting a really fat number. I mean, they're hitting a lot of shots. 24-18, Ravens up 6, and this free throw will give them the largest lead of the ballgame, up 25-18. Pressure on it. Nearly stolen. It is stolen. Taken away by Siebert. He's across Ebanks. He's going to hit that. No, it's blocked from behind. And rebounding it back down on Oskaloosa. They got a guy up the floor. Puts it on the court one time. Goes in with the runner. Knocks it down. Pretty shot by Sabalka. 25-20. Oskaloosa not throwing in the towel at all here with 3.5 to go in the first half. They're back to within 5. Siebert starts to the left. Gets it back. Ebanks. Another 3. And for the Ravens, the points are only from the outside. It is as simple as that. Ebanks has 3 threes. Luke Siebert has 4 threes. And now the Ravens coming up with another steal. Here comes MHMA driving in. The feet across. Look at Duncombe coming. He was turning and moving to set himself up for an offensive rebound. Not anticipating the pass coming to him, so it's going to get away. It'll be Ravens back on defense. Bear basketball, 3 minutes to go in the half. MHMA going to the full court press. Back over to the left side is going to be Sabolka. Out on top, back to Sabolka. Feeds in the middle. Big guy drops a shoulder, power move, goes in. Duncombe won't let him. Rebounding back down, it's going to be the Ravens. Flying up the court, works. Over to the right side, Ebanks, who traveled with it. This crew is much more willing to call travels than our crew in game one was. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. It is Oskaloosa basketball. They weren't going to want to put it into the baseline, but the official comes over and adjusts that. Says, no, it's just here on the sideline about 6 or 8 feet up from the baseline. And with that kind of precision, we get the ball in bounds, and Oskaloosa will come into the forecourt. The ball's going to be knocked away for a minute. Bears able to pick it back up. Looking for some help. Nuck hit it. Now they double-team the basketball. Skip past top of the key. Driving in. Dropping a shoulder. Putting the ball up. And we will have a blocking foul on the Ravens' Raheem Thompson. Thompson's first foul of the game. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the half. Oskaloosa will coming into the free throw line for the second time tonight. And the free throw rolls off, won't go in for Carter Boyd. So Oskaloosa not having the best night at the line. They are right now 2 of 5 and now 2 of 6 at the free throw line. 33% is not going to get you where you want to be. Ravens back up the floor, leading by 8. Looking for the double-digit lead right here. Skip pass down. The line's going to be stepped in front of him and taken away. Great defense play by Boyd. And here comes Haynes with a basketball. Carter across the timeline, 2 minutes ago in the half. Driving down, pulling up, 14-footer, no. Long rebound, Ravens. Clearing it away, it's going to be worse. Outlets it down the floor. Looking away, the shot is up and missing. And another Oskaloosa rebound. They're going to run. Outlet up the floor. It's too long. And it's going to be saved and knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Bears basketball. With a minute 48 to go in the opening half, the Ravens are going to make, again, multiple substitutions. Dulac comes back in. Coleman comes back in. And looking out there, in is going to be Korbelek. 28-20 Ravens. Clock rolling along with a minute 40 to go in the opening half. 20 on the shot clock. I try to remember to keep mentioning it. I never think about it that much in high school games. Three-pointer. Rimmed out, no. Rebound, Ravens. Dulac sweeps it down. Here comes MHMA. Over to the left side with it is going to be Ebanks. Derek, one-hand push pass right side. It's Siebert. That one is a rarity. It doesn't go in. Here comes Oskaloosa. Threading the needle in the upcourt pass is stolen back by Siebert. With a minute 14 to go in the half. Siebert brings it all the way down, dumps it over, feeds in the middle, and Coleman shoots and scores. First point of the ball game for Brody. Ravens go up 10. It is 30-20. And we're 1 minute to go and a half. From underneath, the shot blocked, but tipped back up and in by Derek Harvey. 30-22 MHMA. And a foul as the ball gets into the forecourt. The whistle's going to be on Oskaloosa, right? Yeah, it'll be the second foul of the game for Derek Harvey. He's gotten both of those here in the second quarter. Ebank will come out of the game. Wirtz is in for him. Oskaloosa's going to get Carter Boyd in, taking out Derek Harvey. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 8. Way over to the left side, it's going to be Korbelik. Out on top, Siebert. He'll start in, back away, feeds to the free throw line. Out on top, Wirtz for 3. No. And a long rebound, cleared away by the Bears. They took that thing down to the top of the key. Look away, pass over to the left side to Haynes. Tanner skips it back out on top. All alone, set shot 3 is short. Rebound saved back out on top again. The kick to the left, the drive to the top of the key. It's going to be batted away by Wirtz, saved out on top. Over to the left side, falling away, the left-handed shot misses. Another offensive rebound, they're going to call a foul on Oskaloosa. Official's going to come over, and it is on Oskaloosa's Carter Boyd. So Carter has 2 fouls, and in fact, he's the third Oskaloosa player to pick up a third foul. And we're down to the last 14 seconds of the half. Game's moved along reasonably quickly. And MHMA looking to take a double-digit lead to the locker. Driving, shooting, the shot, no! Rebound Oskaloosa with 5, with 4. Ravens steal it back. Siebert, the desperation buzzer shot. Air ball. It's halftime. A little flurry right there before the end of the half resulted in really nothing. And the two teams taking a break. We'll be back to summarize it for you at halftime in Oskaloosa. It's the Mount Hill Academy 30, the Bears 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services, We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Here in Oskaloosa, Kansas, we're getting set for one of the great things in high school and college sports when the little kids come out and do their halftime routines that they've been working on so hard, so diligently. It's like the best stuff ever. I love this. Recap an opening half screen for you, first of all, for Oskaloosa. How about Tanner Haynes? He leads the way with 9. It drops to Clavins, 5-3 for Sabelka and Boyd. Harvey and Barkas, each with 2. From our Hillmount Academy, there's no one carrying a candle to Luke Siebert. 17 points in the first half. Derek Ebanks with 9. And those two guys have combined for 7. They've combined for 7 three-point shots. Incredible. Then, after those two, there's not much left. Brody with 2, Owen with 2. That is the first half scoring for the Ravens. Teams are out the locker room. We'll be back to bring in the second half live here on CARE. But right now, with your halftime score in Oskaloosa, it's the Ravens 30, the Bears 22. We're taking it back to Joseph in a sports studio. You betcha, it's halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the flamethrower or the backyard bacon ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the peppermint hot cocoa blizzard, the French silk pie blizzard, or the frozen hot chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the CARE Country Sports Calendar, we've got a lot of basketball on tap for you starting tomorrow when we've got Benedictine versus Culver. It's senior day up at the Nolan. Join us at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Monday, we'll have a rare Monday game series with Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS. 6 p.m. for the girls, 8 p.m. for the boys, or 7:40 or 8. Sometime right around then. Tuesday brings us back to the regular schedule with Oskaloosa at JCN. 6 o'clock again for the girls, 8 p.m. for the boys. Wednesday, we've got Benedictine College taking on Missouri Valley, 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's game. Thursday night brings us to SportsLook, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook, of course, airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20 or so. Then Friday, we'll have Horton at Marhill Mount Academy at 6 p.m. scheduled tip for the girls' game. But again, Marhill Mount Academy sometimes runs just a little bit late, so you might want to tune in. Well, make sure that you hear about 6 just in case. Then, of course, we'll have the boys' game to follow. Saturday brings us to Benedictine College Ravens basketball, 2 p.m. as they will have William Penn for the women's game, 4 p.m. for the men's game. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taking a look around the area, I've got a lot of girls' scores to cover and not very many boys' scores, but we'll start at the very, very top with the Nemaha Central Silver Lake game. It was Silver Lake's night at 44 points to Nemaha Central Ladies 39. In the St. Mary's Holton game, it was Holton with 60 points to St. Mary's 40. The Riley County Falcons held out against the Hiawatha Redhawks with a final score of Falcons 32, Redhawks 30. The Rossville Bulldogs beat the Sabetha Blue Jays 44-39. It was Axtell over Hanover 43-38. It was an overtime win for Clifton Clyde over Donovan West 57-51 in the girls' game. Valley Heights beat Chapman 49-35. Troy had a resounding win over Valley Falls. I am reporting 70 points for Valley Falls 23. Centralia beat Onega 65-35. And in the game earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Marhill Mount Academy Lady Ravens 45 to Oskaloosa Lady Bears 23. Taking a look at some of the games in action that quite have not reached halftime. Well, it looks like the Falcons and Hiawatha game have reached halftime with the score in that one, Hiawatha Redhawks 34, Falcons 22. That is, of course, the Riley County Falcons. The Blue Jays and Bulldogs are meeting up with the Dogs sitting at 28 points for Rossville. The Sabetha Blue Jays are sitting at 12 just before the half. And St. Mary's and Holton are very tightly matched with 1 minute and 54 seconds remaining in the first half, with Holton at 23, St. Mary's 22. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we got Morehill Mount Academy at 30, Oskaloosa 22. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 42 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 24. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast skies and dry, Saturday and Sunday, mid-40s, Saturday, mid-30s by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We're currently sitting at 35 degrees in cloudy conditions here in downtown Atchison. It feels like 28 out there with the winds out of the east at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 54%. The dew point 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling. It's at 30.04 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us.
Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Again, I'd like to thank Taco John's, one of our major sponsors here at Hot Country 93.7. With its fusion of distinctive flavors and south of the border spices, Taco John's in Atchison, located at 216 South 10th Street in Atchison, is all about bigger, bolder, and better. You can choose from classic items like the meat and potato burritos, stuffed grilled tacos, potato oles, and bold and crave-worthy fried chicken tacos. Stop in for signature specials like Taco Tuesday and the Everyday Value Menu starting at just $2, $3, and $4. On the go, you can place a mobile order with our Taco John's app and join Bigger Better Rewards to earn more free food today. Taking a look a little bit further across the fields over here at the Hot Country 93.7 Sports Center, looking at the games that you can hear over on our other stations. On KNZA and KMZA tomorrow, you'll have college basketball as K-State is taking on Iowa State. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. for a men's college basketball game. Tune in right around 12 p.m. to, of course, to get that pre-game show. And then on Sunday, KNZA and KMZA, that is, of course, 92.1 FM and 103.9 FM, will have college women's basketball as K-State is going to be taking on Kansas. Tune in right around 1:30 for the pregame. Tip-off is scheduled for 2 p.m. Now, I'm going to mention just one more thing right before the break. We've got Benedictine Ravens basketball with the Ravens playing host tomorrow to Culver Stockton. Again, it's senior day up at the Nolan. BC will be playing host to Culver Stockton at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 4 p.m. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute or so.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back here to Oskaloosa, Kansas, where the teams are just now coming out of the court, getting ready to go for the second half. Many thanks to Joseph. Well done, young man. Back at the Care Radio Sports Studios, a slightly, but nonetheless, unexpectedly extended halftime intermission. But all is well, and we're ready to go to the second half with the Ravens on the road in front of Oskaloosa, 30-22. Tom Couch will be here courtside tomorrow, as Joseph mentioned. Raven basketball at 2-4 for senior day. Alternate possession will award the basketball to the Bears. They're going to bring it in. We're going to get right back underway. Oskaloosa with a basketball going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. And MHMA has really amped up the defensive intensity coming out the gate, falling away. The shot for three, too hard. Rebound slapped around and could have saved him by the Ravens. Here comes Moorhead Academy. Into the forecourt, left side, Seabrook, baseline. Ebang shot up, no rebound. Dulac, follow shot, no rebound. Underneath, the follow shot spins in. It's got to be a plus one. And Raheem Thompson, looking for his first point of the game, gets it there and a chance at one more. So Raheem Thompson gives his team a 10-point lead. And it will be the first stop of the game for Oskaloosa's Carter Sobolka. I don't know what the deal is. Oh, wait a minute. We're trying to get the shot clock turned back on now. There's a little magic code. Maybe that. Oh no. Flash batteries in the remote. It's run by like a little walkie-talkie. That's kind of cute. It's got the little kind of a rubber ducky antenna, and probably 6-inch antenna up the top. Maybe like a little handheld scanner with the short little antenna. And now they're gonna get some fresh double A. Technology does not exist without the joy of the double A battery. And here we go. To the applause and delight of the crowd. That thing has been remedied. The shot clock is working. All right, back to business. Raheem Thompson at the free throw line, and that one, no. Rebound cleared away by Oskaloosa's Carter Sobolka. It is 32-22. Ravens. And now the shot's going to be partially deflected. Here comes Siebert. Luke racing down the court. He is 2-on-5. Goes left side, Derek. Back out, Luke. Out on top, that's Owen. Over to the right side, Bo getting the whistle to start the second half. Back to Dulac. Owen's a good perimeter shooter. Does not take a lot of them, but when he does, he's very successful. Now he'll feed underneath. It's going to be batted away for a moment from Raheem. Picked up by Bo, and his two-point baseline shot is good. For Wirtz, it'll be points number one of the ball game, and the Ravens assume their largest lead of the night, up a dozen at 34-22. Early going of the third quarter, 6:40 to play. Falling away, the shot's going to be rejected off the backboard, picked back up, followed up and home. Knocking it down, it's going to be Derek Harvey, and he's got four. 34-24. And Owen Dulac back up court with it for Marhill Mount Academy. 6:20 to go. Stepping down to the baseline. No room there for Siebert. And now a whistle before the shot, and Ebanks travels with it. So Derek's going to turn it over, and right in front of the Raven bench, it'll be Oskaloosa basketball. So the Ravens do not have Brody Coatman starting in the second half. I don't know if he's injured or ill, but he is not out there. 6 minutes to go in the third. Top side with it, Oskaloosa. They're going to have Tanner Haynes walk it all the way into the center circle. We're going to get to do like shot clock 16. Right side of the free throw line, twisting, spinning, twisting, no shot. Back off on top. Raven defense is playing nicely. 7 on the shot clock. Back to the left side, 4 on the shot clock from the baseline. That one is wild and not even close, and we're going to get a shot clock violation. So give the MHMA defense full credit on that possession. They were able to deny any kind of a good look at all to Oskaloosa. And the Ravens coming up with the basketball, leading it by 10. We're down to the 5.5-minute mark in the third quarter. Back down the right side, and then a pass into the corner just out of the reach of Raheem Thompson. And here's what kind of happened. Raheem was deep in the corner and then had begun breaking toward the lane. The pass went to where he was, where he had been, not where he was going. And it'll be Oskaloosa basketball back up the floor. Bears would like to start to whittle into this lead if they're going to get themselves back into this. Down 10, 5:10 to go. Quarter number 3. Ravens in those traveling black uniforms with gold and white. Here's a shot up. No foul called. Oh, there it is. Couldn't believe it wasn't a foul, but again, I'm not hearing any whistles, and I'm not seeing a lot of real emphatic calls by our crew tonight. This foul, as they come to the scorer's table, is going to be on Luke Siebert. It'll be his first of the game, and the Ravens' first of the second half. And the free throw, no good for Carter Boyd. And Carter, with 2 points tonight, is now 0-for-3 at the free throw line. Down double figures. You kind of want to help yourself a little bit more than that. Now he's 0 for 4. Can't get that one to go either. And MHMA is going to sweep down the board. Rebounding down is going to be Deron Duncombe. Out on top, Siebert straight away. That one is short. And a rebound tracked down in the corner by Wirtz. And then he cannot control either his inertia nor the basketball. Both of them fall out of bounds. It'll come back to Oskaloosa. This time the Ravens are going to apply some full court pressure. They're going to D up the basketball all the way up the floor. Bears are going to break it on the outlet pass. The feet across, the running shot. Nope, and we will get a travel on Carter Boyd. Boyd tried to juke Deron, but Deron wasn't buying what he was selling. Didn't move, and in the process, there's a travel call, and back it comes to the Ravens. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. MHMA by 10. And now a whistle away from the basketball, and the officials coming over indicating that there was some kind of a forearm that was extended by someone. And the foul is on Oskaloosa's Carter Boyd. That will give him his third foul this evening. And it will also give him a little bit of a rest because coach is going to remove him from the game for a little bit, and it'll be AZ Barkas back in. Three-pointer up, no. Rebound, Oskaloosa. So neither team is setting the world on fire here in this third quarter, and it's a golden opportunity for Oskaloosa to get back in the game, and it's a golden opportunity for the Ravens to give themselves a lot of breathing room. Neither team has done any of that. And so here we go. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 34-24. Each team has, well, the Ravens have 4 and Oskaloosa has 2 points in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Ball's going to come back in again. It's out of bounds to Oskaloosa, and the Ravens are going to bring Brody Coatman into the game. And also coming in is going to be Leon Turner. Inbounds, baseline, 3 shot. No, Leon with the rebound. Here he comes up court with it. 3:50 and counting to go in the third quarter. An extraordinarily low-scoring third quarter. Out on top, back to the left. Wirtz skips underneath. Brody, easy. Wirtz assists Coatman, his second bucket of the game, and he's got 4. Oskaloosa back into the forecourt, but now down a dozen, and they're throwing this, I don't know where. That ball was launched down court and will go out of bounds untouched. It will belong to Marhill Mount Academy, who's up a dozen, 36-24. We're 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here. This Northeast Kansas League boys high school basketball game here on CARE Radio. Marhill Mount Academy on the road tonight. They'll look into the middle. Oh, a nice look away pass. Back to the top to Wirtz. Kicks it over to Siebert. Little bunny hop. Off balance shot goes up. He gets fouled. Kind of tumbles to the floor. I'm not so sure he was really pumped hard enough to dislodge him from his feet or have him lose his balance. But Collins is going to be called on Derek Harvey, and he will be the second Oskaloosa player to have collected a third foul. It'll be Bears team foul 3. At the line, the first shot by Siebert, unsuccessful. Prior to that, he was 3 of 3 at the line. He's got 17 points, but none of them since halftime. One more shot coming up for Luke, and it rolls out. No good. Rebound, Bears. Oskaloosa, way up above the three-point ring now. They've stretched this floor way up. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long cross-court pass saved in the corner and thrown back into the middle to an unaware teammate. Ravens are going to come up with it. Wirtz will go coast to coast. Running shot, no, but a blocking foul on Oskaloosa. The Ravens again come into the free throw line. And Oskaloosa right now, well, I've seen them play better basketball. They're just having some lapses and passing the ball to where teammates were or had been or they have thought were going to be. Maybe fortunately for Oskaloosa, the Ravens are not really helping themselves, as Bo Wirtz will miss the first of 2. MHMA is 0-for-4 in the second half at a free throw line, and now 0-for-5 in the second half. Back up come the Bears. Oskaloosa has been given every opportunity to pull themselves up and come back into this game. And now the ball batted away. Ravens are going to steal it. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. The third quarter has been a problem for both of these teams. Left side is going to be Derek Ebanks, Siebert. Behind him to Turner. Leon back again. It's Derek. Nice spin move. Shots partially deflected. And here's a foul getting called because reaching across, Derek Harvey will pick up his fourth foul. That's a big one. And Harvey does not look left, nor does he look right. He just turns and walks over to the bench toward Coach Rocco. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Derek Ebanks. He hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. The Ravens 0 for 5 in the second half, and he will throw that one right down. Made it look easy. Derek Ebanks, now in double-figure scoring. That was his 10th point of the game. It's 37-24. And he's going to eye up the second one and launch it and hit it. And it's just as simple as that. 38-24 Ravens. 2:15 to go, quarter number three. Oskaloosa getting into the forecourt very quickly on the outlet pass. We'll dump it back over to the left side. Attack the bucket. Pull up. Running shot. Off the window. No. Rebound tipped out. Offensive board. And saved out to the wing, to the point, way out near the center circle, and inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Oskaloosa will stretch the floor way back out again. Raven defense has been very aggressive. They're swarming. They're fast. They play after the basketball. Now it's loose in the floor, picked up, and the layup is going to be missed. Going to be batted around, saved back. The follow shot bounces off the rims once and twice and goes in. That was one of the best things to happen to Oskaloosa in a while. So count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Koopman. It will be only his first tonight. Wirtz is going to come out of the game. And Turner's coming out of the game. Koopman coming out of the game. Rams are going to make a few substitutions as the free throw to complete the three-point play is well short. And it is 38-26. A minute and a half to go in the third. Back down the floor is Owen Dulac. Dulac will kick it over to Luke Siebert. Nice look-away pass. Gets it down to the baseline where Raheem Thompson gets double-teamed. He'll launch it out on top. The shot misses, but the tip back up and in by Raheem Thompson. It is now 40-26 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Ravens have extended their lead to 14, and a shot from beneath the goal is going to miss. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go to Moore Hillman Academy. Back in is going to come Leon Turner. So you got Leon out there and Raheem out on the floor for the Ravens. Also out there is going to be Korbelik. I see Dulac and Siebert. Now we've got Dulac on the floor, and I'm not sure who fouled whom here, but we got guys spilling all over the place. And the foul is going to be on Oskaloosa. It's going to be on Mike Skirto. And Rich Rockhold is not exactly overjoyed with how that goes. So Skirto will collect a foul. Coach Rocco comes out on the floor. He's got some things to say, and wisely, he's going to call a timeout prior to saying them, and we're going to get a break. We got a timeout on the floor. Oskaloosa, 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's all Bears right now, or all Ravens right now. Moore Hillman Academy 40, Oskaloosa 26.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often, or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Give us a little little cowbell. What do you say? 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. 40-26, MHMA in front to Ravens. Coming into the game tonight, having a, just a really, really outstanding 24-25 season. They are 12-2, 7-0 in the Northeast Kansas League Conference. And at the free throw line, it's Owen Dulac. First one, you betcha. That is Owen's third point tonight. Pushes the Raven lead to 15. And that one rolls in. He'll get them both. 42-26. Back down, Oskaloosa. They'll come on top, feet into the lane. That was almost turned over as they had kicked it over to AZ, but Farkas didn't expect that pass. Now it's loose on the floor, still rolling around. Oskaloosa is going to grab it up at the baseline, and in a lot of traffic, it comes out on top. Shot clock at 10. Into the corner. The 3. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Dulac. Ravens with the shot clock off, coming up the floor. Quickly down the court is going to be Owen. Look away, pass over to the right side. Siebert looks in, looks in. No room there. Here's Korbelik. Back over to the right is Turner. It's 3. It's off the mark. Rebound. Pulled down. Won't go. And we're going to get a foul and free throws coming up for Raheem Thompson with inside 1 second to go in the third quarter. It is foul number one of the ball game for AZ Barkas. Raheem's free throw rims away. One more shot coming up. He kind of turns away from it a little bit as if to say, man, I thought I had that one. He'll send up the second one and throws it right in. So that will, as you hear the buzzer sound, that will be the end of the third quarter. Time out of the court. We're going to the fourth quarter in Oskaloosa. Ravens 43, Bears 26.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Academy outscores Oskaloosa in the third quarter, 13-4. Bears continue to be led by Tanner Haynes with his 8 points. MHMA continues to be led by Luke Siebert with his 17. And neither of those guys scored in the third quarter. We're set to go to the fourth here tonight. Game one this evening was a comfortable victory for the Lady Ravens as they come out in front 45-23. Stick around after the ball game tonight as Joseph is going to get to share some time and bring to you here on Gear Radio the high school basketball scoreboard show for the guys to kind of get together and get your scores and updates on all the things that go on a Friday night hoops night around the care listing area. So stick around for that. What do you say? 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Oskaloosa has the basketball, but trailing by 17, they're going to need some kind of scoring magic. We're going to start with this three, and it's in there. How about that? From the baseline left, out there on the floor with the four fouls, Derek Harvey hits the long shot. Ravens on the other end, jumper good, and that's Bo. And he took no, wasted no time in getting that one up and in. It's 45-29. We're 7-11 to play. Oskaloosa will go back door. The shot rejected from behind by Raheem Thompson. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think Carter Boyd even saw him back there. He was looking at the defender in front of him and trying to determine how he was going to try to elude him. There's a pass batted by the Ravens, but Oskaloosa able to save it. They'll go three again. This one, no. And a rebound, Siebert. Luke coming down, 1-on-5. Oskaloosa getting back quickly on defense. Wirtz back over to Siebert. 25 on the shot clock, 6:40 to go in the game. Driving in is Ebank, little look away pass. That was kind of cute. As he looks it away, gets it down low, and it's going to be up and in for Raheem, who's now at 7. 47-29. And the pass to the middle is it kicked or is there a foul? I'm assuming it was kicked. Again, our crew's not helping much. They are saying reset the shot clock. Okay, he's showing it was kicked. So it says reset the shot clock, and then it indicates that was a kick ball. So that would indeed reset that clock. The high school officials are learning, along with the high school scorekeepers and timekeepers, the ins and outs of the shot clock as it is in its initial year and in its optional year around the state of Kansas. Second foul of the ball game on Luke Siebert, and a free throw, no, will not go in for Ashton Glavin. Ashton had 5 at halftime. He has not scored in the second half. A lot of people haven't. He's not alone. Second free throw is good. It's now 47-30, 6:20 to play. Bears have shifted to the 2-3, and the Ravens are going to try to shoot him out of it. That three-point shot does not shoot him out of anything. Here comes Oskaloosa into the forecourt with a basketball. Racing down the right side, reaching her by. Raheem doesn't get it. They're driving layup for the right side. It's going to be up and good. And Oskaloosa, a couple of more points for Tanner. Haynes is at 10. 5:50 to play. Ravens right side to Dulac. Raheem skips it out top side. Siebert got it. Luke for 2. 19 points, Luke Siebert. That is his first point of the second half. And Oskaloosa with an errant throw for some reason going backward instead of going forward with that pass. And it's going to come back to the Ravens. They're going to get Daron Duncombe back in. Daron's out there. You've got Bo Wirtz. I see Owen Dulac. It'll be Siebert putting it in play. And where's my other guy? Oh, way down in the corner in front of the Raven bench. Derek Ebanks is down there. Ebanks from the baseline. There's a 3 for Derek. His 14 points of the game. Ravens stretch their lead to 20. 52-32. Morehouse Mad Academy is going to come out of this one tonight. Here's a foul by Wirtz, but they're going to come out of this with a couple of nice road conference wins here this evening. Wirtz will have his third foul of the night. Inbound, it comes right through the hands of Carter. Ravens a run. Ebank shoots. No. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Bo. Tipped over to Owen. Cross court to Derek. Sidesteps his defender. Goes 3. It's off the mark. Rebound Oskaloosa. So the Ravens did a lot of things right, and now we'll get a foul in the backcourt. It'll be on MHMA, and Duran will get credit for that one. 4:50 left. Bears putting it in play, and Ravens are going to pick up defensively right about midcourt. Here comes Oski. Starts left. Oh, nice little bit of ball handling and driving right and reaching in. There's the deal. Derek Ebank, you gotta not be upset with that foul he just commits, because he was looking to steal that ball. And he kind of took a little slap at it down about ankle high. For a minute, it looked like maybe he was going to be able to knock that thing free, but it didn't happen, and he will pick up his second foul of the game. 4:40 to go. Oskaloosa brings it in. They'll skip it into the lane, and it is going to be not caught in court, and the Ravens are going to hit it back in from the backcourt. 4.5 to go in the game. Locking it up, changing hands, right, left, back to the right. Bowers brings it. Siebert. You got Leon back in. Turner. Shot from underneath. Nope. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Tell you what, I thought Duran was going to get that one to fall, but it didn't quite do it. And into the lane. Got the shot. Draws the foul. We'll get the call over here. Counting that bucket. The foul is on Leon. It'll be his second foul of the game. And chance at a conventional three for Oskaloosa. Tanner Haynes, who's now got a dozen points, looking for number 13 with 4:10 to go. Couple of, now three dribbles. He eyes it, sends it, gets it. Tanner Haynes, 13 points. 52-35. And we are inside 4 minutes to go. We get a whistle. We get a turnover. And the Bears are going to get it back in. Here's the thing. A lot of the interest, the mystery of this game is well over. There are a lot of things happening out there, certainly. But the outcome of the game, I think, is reasonably secure with just over 3.5 to go in a 17-point game. Right side, three-point shot. Nice for Oskaloosa, Tanner Haynes. Tanner's not throwing in the towel on anything. We're going to get an Oskaloosa Bears timeout. Taking a break with them. 3.5 to go in the game. Ravens 52, Bears 38.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Who comes off the bench for Morehill Mount Academy? Going to get Brody Copeman back in. He's going to be out there with Derek Ebanks and got Leon Turner out there. The ball being put in play by Luke Siebert and being brought up the floor by Bo Wirtz. Bo will bring it along and over to the left side. It will come. Ravens top side. We'll see how aggressive they are if they attack the rim or if they're going to work on the ball handling aspect of this. I think they really want to score. Ebanks steps inside. Little bunny hop. Shoots and misses. And a rebound is going to be secured by Oskaloosa. So, yeah, the Ravens intent on adding to their offensive production. Now we're down to 3 minutes to go in a game. 52-38. Bears way up top. And the pass left into traffic is going to be saved. That was a tough save, but the shot misses, and a Ravens rebound. Ebanks sweeps it down. Again, it is going to be MHMA into the forecourt. Wirtz over to Siebert. Ebanks on top. The skip into the lane. Siebert from about 8. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Carter Sabolka. Back up with it, Oskaloosa. 2.5 minutes to play. You know what, Joseph, I could wait another 2 minutes. I don't know. I've got 2 minutes to work with. How long? How long do I hold off on this? 52-38. Oskaloosa has it right side. Oh, and the Ravens, nice steal. Stepping in front of the bounce pass, Bo Wirtz is able to take it away. 2 minutes to go. On the left side, Siebert across, skips low, blocking foul, and it'll be put in play at the baseline. This time the official comes over. Now that's a big time emphatic. Two, block, and going the other way. The Ravens will bring Coatman back in here with 2 minutes to play. They are going to bring Ebanks back in, Dulac back in. Here's a feed underneath, and the shot is going to be good for Siebert, who's back in. So MHMA up 16 with less than 2 minutes to go. They got the starting five out there on the floor. Got that. Here's a pass in the middle. Batted free and stolen. Here comes Dulac. Misses the finger roll and misses a follow. And another offensive rebound and a follow, and that one will finally go in. So Ebanks is going to get it on the Ravens' fourth shot on goal with a minute 20 to go. Here it is. Oskaloosa with the ball down to the right side, and it's my pleasure and honor to remind you that you're enjoying high school basketball on a Friday night in February on CARE Radio, which is, of course, K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. Ravens shot missing. Rebound Oskaloosa in the upcourt pass. Hits his teammate in the chin. Deflects out of bounds into the scorer's table, and we've got a minute four to go. Ravens are going to have it in. Up 56-38. And with a minute four to go, apparently the Ravens feel like they can take Siebert out of the game. They're going to get Korbelik back in. Here's Ebanks with it. He will attack the rim, throw up an off-balance shot, draw the foul, go to the floor, miss the shot, and they're going to say it was not even a shooting foul. So the Ravens will have it in at the baseline. Coatman comes back out. 52 seconds to go. And for MHMA, it's going to be Adric inbounding. Adric spins it over to Leon. Skips it out on top. It's going to be Derek. 40 seconds to go. Shot clock at 20. Wonder how many teams will next year go to the shot clock in high schools. Or if there are going to be a lot of lightly used one-year service shot clocks available on the market. Maybe. Ravens are going to turn it over. Here comes Oskaloosa. 23 seconds. Rolling along. Not 20. They'll swing past the left side. I thought they were going to go baseline. Instead, they're going to go to the other elbow. 15 seconds to play. Squaring up for three. Rebound. Tipped again. Out of bounds. Oski ball was eight. And back into the game comes Bo Wirtz. So the Ravens, leading by 18 with 8 seconds left, are still making substitutions. And it's like back into the game coming starter the second half. So it's not like we're reaching deep into the bench. And here's a shot at the buzzer. Won't go. And one more look. It won't go. Final score of the night. Marhill Mount Academy. They lead from coast to coast and win it. Ravens 56, Bears 38. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
We'll be right back.
hear the plane song in the background, but it was the Ravens who put up the better fight today as they come over the sweep this evening into the guys' game. It was 56-38 for Oskaloosa, double-digit scoring for Tanner Haynes. He was a leading scorer, 16 points. Half a dozen for Glavin, 5 for Harvey, 3 for Shabalka Boyd, and Marcus with a couple of P's, leading scorer in the game, Luke Siebert with 21, 16 for Derek Ebanks. Following them, it was Raheem Thompson with 7, and then 4 apiece, Owen Dunak, Brody Coatman, and Bo Wirtz. MHMA now 13-2, 8-0 in a conference. Oskaloosa goes to 5-10, 4-8. So, sweep for the Ravens over Oskaloosa tonight. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball, ladies at 2, guys at 4. Senior day for Benedictine in the Nolan. Got to thank you for having me join us, inviting you to stick around. The High School Basketball Scoreboard Show coming up here in a while. Don't go away. You'll get all the updates. And until tomorrow afternoon, for Joseph, our man in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts here, and Oski saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.